no good deed will be left unpunished. That's what the people say. It's not a nice thing. But very often the people, in trying to be faithful to God, they lose sight of what's surrounding them. And sometimes the people get so focused with one thing in the so-called will of God that they forget everything else. When you look at the tapestry, you're not trying to follow every string that's involved. You look at the tapestry and you say it's beautiful, it's majestic. If you take the magnifying glass and you go around, you look for every thread there, you'll find many problems. Often, especially these days when the things are being made on a conveyor belt, when you buy brand new clothes from the shops, you need a good pair of scissors to cut the end of the threads, which was unacceptable in the past. It used to be. But then you get rid of those threads, and all is fine, isn't it? I'm not going to speak in parables this morning. And I do want, with all my heart, I want this to be a short message, because we have looked at a lot, and we'll revisit it when we get to chapter 15 of the book of Acts. So today we are in Acts 11, verses 1 through 18, which is the last paragraph about what we have titled the defining of Peter's ministry. And this is still part of that, although we may say all everything ended in verse 48 in chapter 10. But this one is also very characteristic, very typical to Peter. Not only that he's telling us a lot about Peter, but it's like a milestone in the history of the church. The event described in these verses. And although it's it begins with something negative, it ends up in a glorious way. Peter's action to go to Cornelius, enter in his house, and eat with the uncircumcised was scandalous to the Jewish mind. And we have to see here that the discussion that was there, or rather the argument, the arguing that took place in there, was not with the representatives of the temple, the Pharisees, Sadducees. It was within the church. See, the church is largely Gentile nowadays. But in those days, was not. In the beginning, this was of the Israelites. And they saw it as, even those who understood that this is a fulfillment of the covenant, of the old covenant, the maturing of that covenant, they thought that it is only for them. Back to that thread in the tapestry. They were so preoccupied with the little thread and they lost sight of the whole picture. Because the whole picture is much grander, much more wonderful than what they understood. So when Peter comes back from Caesarea, and in the meantime they had already heard about, like we read in the first verse here, that the Gentiles have also received the word of God, some of them. And this is, we have to read this verse carefully, verse 2. When Peter came up to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision contended with him. So not everyone, in the congregation. Not everyone in the group of the leaders argued with him. Maybe the majority were silent. But there were those, you know, who were very much in favor of circumcision. And they were causing trouble. They would be causing trouble even after that. Although, for a time being, there was some consensus. This is the last sub-point we have for today. That was only temporary. And we will see later on why it was only temporary. So those of the circumcision, those who are more zealous towards keeping all this old picture of the Old Testament alive still, and all those things that were pertaining only to God's covenant with Israel, end of story, full stop, they wanted to expand that all over the world, over the Christianity. Well, Christianity doesn't have to inherit that, because that was the sign of the covenant between God and Abraham and his